This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hamas says it has doubts about possibly reaching a ceasefire deal with Israel as a new round of negotiations are set to begin Thursday in the Qatari capital, Doha. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
But Hamas political official Osama Hamdan tells the AP the group will only take part if the talks focus on implementing a ceasefire proposal President Biden laid out in May. At the same time, Hamdan says Israel has not acted in good faith during the talks, and Hamas does not believe the U.S. can or will pressure Israel to seal a deal.
Well, the United States doesn't think Hamas is an honest broker.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. believes Hamas will attend the talks while here at the White House.
There's always political posturing.
Spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre suggests Hamas may be bluffing and all sides should only be focused on ending the war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russian officials on Wednesday announced evacuation of 20,000 more people as Ukrainian troops continued their push into the Kursk region. Acting Governor Alexei Smirnov said on the Telegram messaging app that police and other authorities would coordinate the evacuation of the Gluchkov district, which borders Ukraine. Russia has evacuated nearly 200,000 people since Ukraine launched its surprise cross-border attack on August 6. Ukrainian military commander General Oleksandr Sirsky said more than 100 Russian soldiers were taken prisoner. President Volodymyr Zelensky said they would eventually be traded for Ukrainian prisoners of war. In the first incursion onto Russian soil since World War II, Ukrainian troops have taken control of up to 1,000 square kilometers of land. For more of this and all the stories we're covering,